Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Donovan Johnson from Omaha, a pianist. Good morning to you, Donovan.
Good morning.
Donovan, we're excited because you're going to be coming to Corning, the Corning Opera House Cultural Center, a week from today.
Yes.
On February 12th, right?
That's right.
And what time does your performance start?
The performance is at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Now, this is your pianist, but you're going to be joined by some other folks. This is, I love piano, so I'm pretty impressed. There's going to be three of you playing. How did that happen? How did the three of you get together?
Well, it's a bigger story than just that.
Okay.
The three of us are part of a group called Enlightened Piano Radio, and I founded Enlightened Piano Radio several years ago as a way to construct a network of piano artists who are currently creating their own music. And a lot of these folks are able to play, they're classically trained, so they'll play the works of the great masters and Beethoven and Bach and Mozart and such. But and then we've got a handful of jazzers in the group as well. A roster of about 150 artists, actually, currently. But the prerequisite to be a part of Enlightened Piano is that you create your own piano music and release a recording. Most of us have at least one recording released, and we have concerts all over the nation and internationally. We've had some concerts, Enlightened Piano concerts, which are being set up in Germany and Spain for this year. We were at Carnegie Hall last October, and we've performed in Washington, California, Louisiana, many Minneapolis, St. Paul area, all over.
So when you set up a date, a place and a date, is it kind of, okay, who can be there on that date, and now let's decide who's going to be there?
Yeah, it does tend to work out that way. We will book the show as an Enlightened Piano concert.
Uh-huh.
When the concert is booked, we know that three professional piano players are going to be there, and I guess what comes into play there is who is living or residing in that area.
Uh-huh.
Normally we'll have at least one artist from that area who will be at the performance. And then there are other artists who are traveling musicians as well. They're on tour, for instance, Louis Quilliana and Kathy Oakes, who are going to be at the Corning Opera House show in Corning, are both going to be on the road at the time that show is taking place. So they're passing through and they're already in the area. And with an with a roster of 150 artists, you've got people on the road all the time.
Oh, yes. So. But that sounds, you know, networking in many ways, this sounds so exciting because I'm guessing you don't really know when a date is set and you said, I can be there. You really don't know who else you're going to be playing with on that particular date till it's set.
Well, you don't at first.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Right. And then as time, you know, moves on. I like to book things about 6 months at least in advance, sometimes even a year. And for the first several months, we don't know exactly who's going to be there. And then the lineup sort of materializes.
Comes together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that sounds really exciting. And I want to talk about the other two performers here in a little bit. But let's talk a bit about what people will be hearing when they come to the Corning Opera House a week from tonight, on February 12th. What kind of, you said they could play all the classical, but what kind of mix of music will there be?
Well, that's actually a really good question because, again, with this many artists, you're going to get a wide range of diversity in styles. So depending on who's at the Enlightened Piano show, the feel of the show can have a completely different, you know, it can feel completely different depending on who's there.
Huh, very interesting.
At this particular show, it's going to be myself, and then, as I mentioned, Louis Quilliana and Kathy Oakes. And Louis is a little bit more of a jazzer. Kathy is heavily influenced by the music of from the classical period. And when I say that, I mean the music of Mozart.
Mm-hmm.
and Haydn and the folks from that time period. So it's going to take on probably a feel that's a little bit more, you know, between the three of us, it's going to be a little bit more contemporary.
You mentioned what kind of their favorite or expertise is. Well, you didn't mention yours.
Oh, yes. my style tends to be, it's a little strange, of course, that, you know, I come by that naturally, but I play a lot of honky-tonk piano.
Oh, fun!
and and some jazz styles and rock styles. I played in a lot of bands, but I was brought up playing classical music.
Okay.
And I've written pieces which are in the vein of Jim Brickman.
Oh, yes.
And George Winston. And so if you were to combine, say, George Winston with Vince Guaraldi and the music of the Peanuts, you'd get my style.
Oh, there you go. Wow. What a combination. Now, do you each play your own thing, or are there some numbers where you all three are playing together?
No, we each play our own thing.
Okay.
And it's actually done in a songwriters in the round style. So each performer will play a piece, and then that's one round. And we have usually five or six rounds. We do have an improvisation round. We actually ask the audience.
Oh, fine.
We give each audience member a slip of paper, have them write down a song suggestion for us. What do you want us to improvise a song on? You might write down, you know, Tropical Sunrise. Okay. Then we do a hat pull. If I pull your suggestion, I have to improvise a song on that suggestion on the fly.
So, yeah, but that makes it fun. Everybody can get involved in a way. And, Donovan, I think as you've talked, you've sort of told me this, but I want to just have you comment again on the title, Enlightened Piano Radio. It could be a rodeo sometimes, too. Radio. You know, how did that name come about?
Well, we do have a streaming radio service. It's an online streaming radio service. Now, we're currently off the air for about 2 weeks due to maintenance, but you can log on to www.enlightenedpiano.com and listen to our radio stream. Our artist's music is streaming 24/7 on the website. Yeah.
Okay. And I know you initially also said that all of you are required to write some original music. You all have recorded your music. So we probably will hear some of those originals, but also probably some songs that we would say, oh, yeah, I know that song.
You might hear a couple of those. They'd be arrangements.
Uh-huh.
They'd be arrangements by us. For instance, I can think of one art. I can think of two artists on the roster who do almost all that they do are recorded arrangements of songs.
Okay.
Joey Curtin is one. She's in Kansas City, and she's got a disc called Going to California. It's all music from the 1960s California, Northern California scene. But her own arrangement
sure.
of that music. So you might hear a couple of those at the concert. But what you're also going to hear along with the music is storytelling. It's not just, you know, musicians going up on the stage and playing piano pieces for you to listen to. But with each piece, there is a little bit of storytelling to go along with that piece. How did the piece come into being? A little bit about our own background. And that's an effort for us to bring the audience into what it is that we're doing and to relate with them a little bit better, because there's so many different areas where, as people, we are all the same.
Mm-hmm. And I think we, as an audience, enjoy getting to know you. I mean, that's one of the reasons we are visiting with you this morning. It's just fun to get to know performers a little bit. So how old were you when you started playing the piano?
I was about four.
Four. And I'm assuming you've had lessons, but that's an assumption.
Yes.
And do you play other instruments?
You know, I dabble.
Sure.
I played bass guitar in a band for a long time. And but really, as far as professionally, you know, I French horn.
Oh, hey, that's what I played.
I haven't picked that up in years, but
yeah,
I probably do it.
That's what I played in high school. I love that sound. Yes, yes. It's a very unique sound, as most instruments are.
It is.
So, and, of course, you write music. Will you be, all of you, be selling CDs or some recordings of your music?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yep, we sure will. I think Lewis has 5 discs that he'll be selling. Kathy has 3, and I have 5. And we'll also have some T-shirts there and a mailing list if folks would like to sign up and be a part of our mailing list as well.
All right. And, of course, you'll enjoy being at the Corning Opera House Cultural Center. That's an experience in itself, located, of course, in Corning, Iowa, easy to find right there on Main Street. And we've mentioned this is next Friday night, 7 o'clock, February 12th. And you, of course, can go online to the Corning Opera House if you want more information. And we haven't mentioned it's $16 for adults, $8 for children. And it sounds like a wonderful experience, Donovan. just fun and entertaining and enlightening. So,
well, thank you.
You bet. So we want to thank you very much for visiting with us this morning, Donovan Johnson. And until next time, here's a thought. Success is how high you bounce when you hit bottom.